Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Business of Venture Capital by Mahendra Ramsinghani is a practitioner-focused finance and investing guide that explains how venture capital works as a business. Not just as a set of deals. Published by Wiley Finance and updated in its third edition, it aims to walk readers through the full venture lifecycle forming a venture firm. Raising a fund, sourcing and diligencing opportunities, structuring investments, supporting portfolio companies, and planning for exits. The book is positioned as an operational handbook for the craft of venture capital, blending frameworks with lessons drawn from industry practice. It is particularly concerned with the realities behind performance, how incentives are set through fund terms, how portfolios are constructed to manage risk and drive outcomes, and how governance and value creation show up in boardrooms and in day-to-day work with founders. Practical tools and checklists are emphasized as a way to translate concepts into repeatable processes. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, raising a venture fund and working with limited partners. A central theme of the book is that venture capital begins with fundraising and the credibility required to secure commitments from limited partners. Ramsinghani frames fundraising as both relationship-driven and process-heavy, developing a clear investment thesis, assembling a differentiated team, and communicating a strategy that can produce venture-style returns. The book discusses the practical realities of identifying prospective limited partners such as institutions, family offices, and other allocators, and the importance of gaining early momentum through anchor investors. It also highlights that limited partners run a rigorous diligence process, evaluating not only prior results but also decision-making discipline, sourcing advantage, portfolio construction logic, and operational readiness. Fundraising is presented as a negotiation as well as a sales process, where alignment is shaped by governance, reporting expectations, and economic terms. By treating fundraising as the foundation of the business, the book helps readers understand why many venture firms focus on repeatability, building trust with limited partners over multiple fund cycles through transparency, consistent process, and a coherent strategy that can survive different market environments. Secondly, fund structure, economics, and alignment of incentives. The book emphasizes that venture capital outcomes are strongly influenced by the structure of the fund and the incentives embedded in its legal and economic design. It explains, at a practical level, how management fees and carried interest shape behavior, and how provisions in fund documents can affect both flexibility and accountability over a decade-long fund life. Ramsinghani focuses on alignment. Limited partners want disciplined deployment and strong governance, while general partners need enough operational capacity to source, win, and support investments. The discussion connects fund terms to real operating decisions, such as reserving capital for follow-on rounds, pacing investments over time, and managing potential conflicts across multiple funds. Readers are guided to see fund formation as a set of trade-offs rather than a template, with choices that should match strategy and target stage. By treating the venture firm as a long-duration financial product and service organization, the book clarifies why fund economics matter for everyone in the ecosystem. They influence risk-taking, portfolio support intensity, and the ability of the firm to sustain itself through cycles. Thirdly, investment process and due diligence that reduces avoidable risk. Ramsinghani positions due diligence as a structured attempt to understand uncertainty rather than an exercise in false precision. The book lays out core areas that venture investors repeatedly evaluate: the founding team, market dynamics, product and technology differentiation, competitive positioning, and the company ability to execute and learn. It also highlights the role of customer and reference conversations, and the importance of understanding business model assumptions and go-to-market plans at the stage being funded. A key contribution is its practical orientation, turning diligence into a repeatable workflow that supports investment memos, partner discussions, and decision accountability. The book connects diligence to deal outcomes by showing how early judgments influence valuation, sizing, ownership targets, and future financing needs. It also underscores that diligence continues after the check is written, because venture investors must track milestones, evaluate progress, and decide whether to lead, follow, or stop funding. This topic makes the book especially useful for readers who need a concrete blueprint for how professional venture firms make decisions. Fourthly, deal structuring and term sheets in venture capital. Another major focus is how venture investors translate conviction into a contract through deal terms. The book explains the purpose of common venture term sheet concepts and why they matter for risk, control, and returns. Rather than treating terms as purely legal details, it frames them as tools to align incentives between founders and investors while protecting downside and preserving upside. Key concerns include ownership and dilution, governance rights, and provisions that affect economic outcomes across different exit scenarios. Ramsingh-Haney also addresses the negotiation reality terms are shaped by market conditions, competition for a deal, company leverage, and the long-term relationship investors must maintain with founders and other shareholders. The discussion supports readers in understanding how structure interacts with future rounds, including the practical implications of needing follow-on capital and attracting new lead investors. By linking term choices to portfolio strategy and eventual exit mechanics, the book helps demystify deal structuring as a disciplined craft that can improve consistency and reduce preventable mistakes. Lastly, portfolio management, value creation, board dynamics, and exits. The book treats venture capital as a portfolio business where success depends on construction, pacing, and post-investment engagement. It emphasizes that outcomes are driven by a small number of winners, so investors must manage the portfolio with a clear understanding of power law dynamics, follow-on decision-making, and resource allocation. Ramsingh-Haney connects portfolio management to value creation, discussing how venture investors support companies through hiring, strategy, introductions, and financing guidance while respecting founder leadership. A notable component is the focus on governance, how boards function, what effective board participation looks like, and how investors can contribute without creating friction or slowing execution. The final part of the life cycle is exits, which the book frames as both planning and opportunism. Investors need to understand when and how liquidity can occur and how market conditions and company readiness influence timing. By tying together governance, operational support, and exit thinking, the book shows that venture returns are not only sourced in selection, but also shaped by the ongoing work of managing a portfolio over many years. In conclusion, the business of venture capital is best suited for readers who want an end-to-end understanding of how venture firms actually operate, aspiring venture capitalists, new associates, angel investors looking to professionalize their process, founders who want to understand investor motivations, and limited partners evaluating managers can all benefit from its structured view of the ecosystem. Practically, the book helps readers build a mental model of the venture lifecycle, how funds are raised and governed, how diligence feeds into decision-making, how terms shape incentives, and how portfolios are managed for long-duration outcomes. It also offers an operational mindset, encouraging repeatable processes such as checklists and standardized investment summaries that can improve consistency. What makes it stand out compared to many venture titles is its emphasis on the business mechanics behind venture capital, not only startup stories or high-level strategy. While some books focus primarily on company building or on market narratives, this one foregrounds fund formation, portfolio construction, governance, and exit realities. That positioning makes it a strong reference for readers who want both conceptual clarity and an applied framework for doing the work. If you would like to support Mahendra Ramsingh-Haney, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.